Unfortunately, our recipient tonight is not here because he is standing the watch. He is on his sixth patrol in, John, what, in about two and a half years for him? 3 years. So he's on his sixth patrol. So whether you're on the Western Pacific and protecting our allies out there, or in the case of Mackenzie Mack Anderson, who is on the USS Porter in the Mediterranean, protecting our allies in Europe and the Eastern Med, he is out there. So I'm going to call up his prior CO, John Tobin, in a couple of minutes to receive Mack's award. John just transferred, just turned over command and arrived here in D.C. With Suzanne 3 weeks ago from command of the Porter. Remember Porter, along with USS Ross, back in 2017, launched 59 Tomahawks into Syria. All right? It's that guy right there. All right? And guys like Mack Anderson on the Porter. What I'd like to do, and I have not met Mack, but in learning about him and talking to John, he is the young buck of the awardees tonight. He's a farm boy from Pennsylvania, and I'm really not sure why he didn't go Army. But to be honest with you, I'm glad he didn't, because I'm glad we got him. He got commissioned out of George Washington University 3.5 years ago. So 3.5 years ago, you figure pipeline and everything else, and all of a sudden, he's a recipient this year. So he reported to Porter as the electrical officer. All right, so that guy was below decks, running around, tracing trons, all right? But he became one of the BMD watchstanders, all right? And in the way we work on our ships, and they're forward deployed out of Rota, so they've got a 55% op tempo, all right? So they are underway, away from loved ones, 55% of the year, year in, year out. We can only, as a commanding officer ship, keep a couple of folks and let them fleet up. John saw something in this young man and said, I want him back on my ship as a training officer. So he sent him off to the Aegis Pipeline, BMD school, came back, and as a JG, he trained all six of John's tactical action officers. He is part of the combat systems training team, got them through certification. He has led that ship through 32 training exercises in the 6th Fleet AOR. And as part of the feedback that he, as a JG, gives to 6th Fleet, they have changed the geometry of ship stationing to make sure that we can better protect our allies over in Europe. I haven't met this kid, but I want him working for me, all right? And we all, but what he, in my mind, epitomizes is what we all know is out there in our services and are coming up, not just in the BMD world, but across the services. And when we start worrying and wondering, do we have the right material and the right stuff coming to the military? Mack is that kind of guy, all right? So he's not here, but John, if his CO, if you can come up here and receive the recognition that Mack truly deserves, and I know you'll get the word back to him. And I would also ask you, after we make the recognition to Mack through you, if you can just say a couple of more words. You know Mack very closely, and you know the Porter mission, and if you can just talk a little bit about that and what you all are doing out there. But let's get Mack around and applause. Yeah.
Thanks, Admiral Smith. It's truly an honor to be here tonight to recognize one of my sailors. It's always great that we can do that. Ricky, thanks for this opportunity to recognize everybody here tonight that has done such a great job in the ballistic missile defense arena. Undersecretary, thank you for your words. You are definitely a champion. I've been at the Pentagon now. I just got to the Pentagon last week, and
Ryan.
Yeah, so moving from Rota to here.
Yeah. Welcome aboard, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what I forgot to tell you about John, all right, so he reported into N96, so our Surface Warfare Directorate. Yeah. And so he is the branch head for Combat Systems and BMD. So yeah, he is the BMD dude on the CNO staff. Yeah.
So, but
thank you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot different here than in Spain. But Undersecretary, like I said, I've been there for 2 weeks now, and your name has come up quite a bit as a major champion for us, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's hard to be the last speaker, because I know I'm the guy between us and the after party, so I'm going to make it quick. But again, as Admiral Smith said, you know, we get as COs a lot of autonomy to choose our people that we want to keep. But we only get a couple, because you can't keep them all the time, because they got to rotate through and go to different jobs. But Mac Anderson was one of those guys that was all over the place. He was, you know, not only making electricity for the ship, but then using it to track missiles. And he's the guy that you want on your team, and the one that I got to select to, as we call, fleet up, so do a retour. And with that, he became our BMD expert on the ship out there, went through Dahlgren, our BMD Aegis Mecca, and came back with lots and lots of good information and trained the vast majority of the ship on BMD and its actions, especially in Sixth Fleet. As you know, that's a daily changing thing. We get different tasking every day depending on who's stirring it up. It could be Iran, Syria, anything like that. And our defense mission is huge. It's not only the homeland, but also Europe. And there's a lot of geometry, as everybody knows. And as we were going through this with the latest stir-up, Mac was the guy who figured out that geometry, did the math, and said, hey, this is not the best spot. And we actually rewrote the math for Sixth Fleet, and that's huge. And that's why he's our winner. His drive, his dedication, and his innovation is just the type of guy that you want on your staff. And I could not have asked for anything more. And I'm privileged to have been his commanding officer. And it's a privilege that I was able to nominate him for this award, not only that. But just amazing that the MDA recognized him. So thank you very much.